Despite, hold your station. Hold your station. This is Commander Serrano, acting captain of the Vigilance. Hold your station or...
Or what?
The display flickered as the signal stretched with the other craft's acceleration and the comm unit's logic struggled to reassemble it, but Harris could see the face clearly enough. Lieutenant Commander Kianza Hearn, not that much different from the days when she and Harris had shared a compartment in the junior officer's warren aboard Acclaim.
I don't know what you've done, but you have no authority. You're a civilian now, Harris.
No. Special assignment, Lieutenant Commander. Surely you don't think I was out here by accident.
I think you're bluffing.
I think you are. We have recordings from Garavay's office.
Bastard! I finally get a ship of my own, and the next thing I know...
You've got a ship full of innocent crew. Turn command over to your exec or another loyal officer, and I'll see what I can do.
I'm not stupid, Harris. If you've got real evidence, I'm dead meat anyway. Under the circumstances, I think a strategic withdrawal is in my best interest. You'd have a tough time catching me, especially if you're crazy enough to stick around and try to stop the benignity.
Your crew...
My crew will have to take care of themselves. You understand that. Yours did.
The old rage and grief broke over Harris like a wave. She fought her way out of it in seconds, but made no more effort to convince Hearn.
Captain, we have a statement from one of the officers on the list.
Go ahead, Oblo.
Seems like he was recruited by a Benignity agent about 4 years ago and hasn't done a thing for them since. Claims he didn't know about the plan to surrender this system, but after he heard the recording, he changed his tune and said he was coerced.
Well, it's evidence. I assume Lieutenant Janice knows about this?
Yes, sir. And they've got uniforms for us now.
Good. You know what to do. Kutsudis and your duffel will be aboard shortly. I'll be contacting the Xavierans now.
The General Secretary and the Station Master were side by side in the screen, looking grumpy until they saw who it was, then relieved. That relief wouldn't last long, not with what she must tell them.
I've taken command of the fleet units operating here. The former commander was removed for treason.
I wondered. Well, you'll have our backing, such as it is. What can we do?
Sir, you need to prepare for assault. We have no idea now how many ships are coming. We'll tell you when we can, but delay is the best we can do. Remember what we talked about before. Get your people downside into the best shelters you can find, scattered far away from recognizable population centers, ready to live rough for some months. If you have deep caves out in the mountains or something, that would be best.
Harris hoped the horse farm Cecilia was on was far enough out. She reminded herself to find out.
But our militia?
Harris remembered the proud troops in their colorful uniforms. How could she save their pride without costing them their existence?
I can't recommend resistance. They'll have trained troops and plenty of them. But if you can hide out for a few months, fleet should be back in here. Your militia will be best used keeping order on the way and while you're in exile.
We can't evacuate?
Where? You don't have enough hulls in the system to take everyone or time to load them. You have only one station and they'll blow it. They'll install their own rather than risk yours being booby-trapped. Get everyone out of the station, downside, and get away from your cities and towns. It'll still be nasty, but that will save the most lives.
This wasn't what they had wanted to hear, even though she had said much the same thing before Garavay arrived. They tried to talk her into some other solutions. Harris held firm. She would do her best, but she could not promise to save the planet from direct attack. And she would need control of every space-capable hull they had once they'd evacuated the station.
But you can't hope to fight with shuttles. They don't have shields we're speaking of.
No, but we can sew some traps with them. Then we can extract the crews onto one of the warships.
And the shuttles?
They'll be lost, one way or another. With any luck, they'll have made things tougher for the invaders.
The General Secretary agreed to have the empty upbound shuttles loaded with readily available explosives. Those waiting for evacuation were kept busy shifting incoming cargo from the shuttles. A few, who had experience with explosives, helped manufacture them into crude mines. Then she thought of Sirkin and Brunn. She had realized that Sirkin, intelligent and hardworking as she was, lacked precisely what Brunn had. The flair, or whatever it was, that picked the right choice when things got hairy. She needed to get Sirkin to such safety as was available, which meant downside and underground. She had no safe place to stash Brunn. What would her father want, given the options? His assumption that Brunn would be safer with her now seemed utter folly. She was taking ships into battle against great odds, and very likely the planet would be scorched. Brunn, as usual, had her own opinions, and interrupted the transmission from Sweet Delight.
Captain Serrano, please, give me a chance. Esteban, please, just a minute, please let me come with you. I know I'm not fleet, and I know I'd be in the way, but it's better than going downside. Surely there's something simple I could do, so that someone else could help fight.
There may be, but you can do it on planet. I want someone I trust with Lady Cecilia. You and Sirkin can keep an eye on her. I know it's going to be rough down there when the shooting starts.
But
I don't have time to argue, Brunn. This is one time you'll just do what I say. Besides, you can represent the Grand Council to the General Secretary. Assure him that Xavier won't be forgotten.
She cut that connection and found herself faced with a choice of five others. The station master wanted to know what she would do about the small mining settlements on the second satellite of Blue Eyes, the smaller gas giant. She could do nothing but send them word of what was happening. She had no time to think of anything else. The General Secretary wanted to know if she could use elements of the local militia. Yes, if they volunteered. Experienced shuttle pilots? Yes. A local news program wanted to interview her? No. The General Secretary's staff would handle news. The station's own medical team, doctors, medics, nannies, and all, volunteered to come along on one of the ships because they were certified in space medicine. Yes. And what about the breakdown in the financial ansible? Kutsudas had come aboard with his kit bag of gadgets and installed them while the other techs gave him startled looks.
Some of you may have met Commander Levati's senior scan tech, Esteban Kutsudas. He's been assisting the Admiralty in this investigation.
By their reaction, they might have waited years for a chance to watch the legendary Kutsudas in action.
By the way, someone find him a uniform. You would prefer a real uniform, wouldn't you, Esteban?
Oh, yes, Captain. Although right now I just want to get these things installed and running.
Harris grinned. Better and better. She noticed that Kutsudas managed to keep a hand or his head between the watchers and what he was actually doing, most of the time. Then his scan lit, obviously sharper than the ones on either side.
How'd you do that?
Don't ask.
His fingers danced across the plain surfaces of his add-ons. Harris never had figured out how he operated them. His display changed color suddenly, showing the departing despite in a vivid arc of color that zoomed suddenly closer. Harris flinched, even though she knew it was Kutsudas and not the patrol craft. Along one side of the display, three sets of numbers scrolled past.
There. 87% of her maximum acceleration, but she's got a bobble in the in-system drive. Sloppy. It's cutting their output. Weapons still cold. That's odd. Shields? There goes the pre-jump shield check.
Wow. I never believed it. I heard about him, but I didn't believe it.
It's impossible.
The grizzled senior chief stood poised behind Kutsudas' shoulder, absorbing what he could.
Cut the chatter.
Send a tight beam.
Kutsudas gave the vector.
There they are.
Now his display zoomed to another vector, where 3, 5, 7 scarlet dots burned.
Tag them.
Beside each one, a code appeared.
Range?
Harris leaned forward, as if she could pry more information out of the display. Numbers flickered along both edges of the screen.
They're in the cone. They'll get whatever despite sent, and the range is still affected by the downjump turbulence. I won't have it to any precision for an hour, Captain.
3 to 4 hours for me, Captain.
But they're at the system's edge. It's a cautious approach, very cautious. They won't spot us for another several hours at least, even with the boosted long scan. They're blinded by their own downjump turbulence.
What's despite doing?
Kutsudas flicked back over that ship's departing signature.
Running fast. Considering scan lag, I'll bet she's already gone into jump.